Hey, Dinks, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are Dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
Well, for my birthday news, it's time to talk about a few things before we roll into the holiday season. First, there was a dentist, we actually mentioned this about a year ago, but there was a dentist out of California who had been charged with fraud with the MBA. Well, that case has finally been settled, and Dr. Wahab of Beverly Hills will be finding himself in prison for 3 years. He's also been asked to pay back $458,000. He's asked to forfeit $458,000 and then pay back restitution for another $1.1 million. Now, why was he charged? Well, he had figured out an elaborate scheme with other NBA players to charge their dental and medical benefits card for fraudulent activity. And so they were ringing up over the course of a year. He provided fake invoices for dental services that were not rendered to the plan that provides benefits to current and former NBA players. The former NBA players would then allegedly submit the invoices to the plan for reimbursement. So I guess, you know, this has not been his best holiday season. And I'm sure, at least if for no other benefit, the case is now put to rest. He has now been fined and also will serve time, and maybe everybody can move on from that. Another interesting story that was out in the U.S. News and World Report today was a study that came out recently, actually was published in JAMA, Internal Medicine, about the advantages of brushing your teeth when in the ICU. They did a study of patients that had been admitted into the ICU and found that those who routinely brushed their teeth during their stay had a decreased risk for pneumonia. Now, for most of us watching today, because we're mostly in the dental community, this probably comes to no surprise. But the observation from the medical team was quite shocking. And they said, you know, for something so relatively inexpensive and easy to do, could be such a life-saving habit for patients who are routinely brushing their teeth when admitted into the ICU. So maybe we'll start to see some increased awareness about oral health benefit for systemic well-being, maybe before we encounter these more advanced hospitalizations. But if nothing else, providing additional opportunities for patients to stay healthy in the oral cavity while they're in the ICU, and maybe they will provide them, you know, the facilities, the capability, they'll prioritize oral health. I'd love to see that happen in the geriatric population and nursing homes as well. So maybe this will be a nice little data point for a leap into advanced oral health care for folks who are hospitalized or in long-term care. The last story we posted on our Facebook page this week had to do with this new law coming through the IRS about small businesses who will now need to register with the IRS. The law will go into effect January 1 of 2024. Unfortunately, what we have now learned is that there is little to no information relating to this new law. Maybe we have a cart before the horse scenario. The law goes into effect of January 1. For those who have been in business prior to January 1, 2024, you will have 1 year to become compliant with the IRS. This really is legislation targeting small business owners specifically, which is most of the dental community. You'll have to register your entity, and they are specifically looking for different nuances within the business structures. So be sure to keep your accountant and your attorney well within your reach so that you can discuss this as it sort of materializes over the next year. If you're thinking about forming a business over the year of 2024, you might want to think about this law and how it will impact you. According to the law in its current form, you will have 90 days to become compliant. with the requirement to file with the IRS. To date, there is no paperwork available and no attorney or accountant is really fully prepared to provide you advice. In fact, I talked to my own accountant and she said the State Board of North Carolina hasn't actually decided if they're allowed to make any comment because no one's really sure who has jurisdiction over the law. So it could be your accountant, it could be your attorney. Just like the government to give us some things to worry about before they've actually figured it all out. And with that, that's the news.
So gang, that's it for today's show. We want to thank you for tuning in, but more importantly, we want to thank you for being a part of Dennis in the Know. I'm Dr. Jeff Horowitz.
I'm Dr. Chad DePlantis.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Bell, and we're Dentists in the Know.
Remember gang, dentistry is an amazing profession, but it's way more rewarding when you're in the know.